Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Did a Battleground America podcast the other day, and I want to let everyone know, I apologize profoundly. The Battleground America podcast, you didn't get the notification. It wasn't available for download for about 2.5 weeks. That's not our fault here locally. That kind of happened up at corporate, and all we could do was fill out tickets. And anyway, it's back. So if you're a podcast listener and you had given up, I apologize profoundly. We did everything we could. Please come back. We have fixed the problem. And again, all we can do is beg the engineers at corporate to fix it, but they don't work here with us and took 2.5 weeks. I am so, so sorry. But there's nothing we could do about it. So anyway, I've been covering this for a long time. One of the great podcasts I did during the 2 weeks where folks were struggling to get it was about what happened in Venezuela. And in Venezuela, Lee, the criminal class is like royalty if you're loyal to the party. So here's what they did. In 2012, they banned guns. Within 5 years, the government had redistributed the guns. Now, they banned the guns allegedly to combat, this is hilarious, crime, right? Got to fight the crime, got a hand in your gun. Everybody had a hand in their gun. They wait about 5 years, and then the regime begins distributing them to criminals loyal to the party. The criminals loyal to the party then use them to terrorize anybody who questions the party. They're called colectivos. And so there's deniability there, Lee. So for instance, when a challenger tried to run in a primary recently against the very fake leader of Venezuela, the colectivos were dispatched on motorcycles to beat, kick, and in some cases kill those who attempted to vote. But there's plausible deniability. Oh, those are just criminals. What are they doing with guns? Well, they're the only ones that have guns. That's phase two of the Democrat gun confiscation plan. Anybody, we always talk about phase one. We know what comes next. Phase two is where they redistribute the guns to the criminals so they can terrorize everybody else on behalf of the party. So, and they're called colectivos. So when you watch Democrats try to arm criminals, try to advocate for criminal rights, understand this is where they are going. They want to create a class, just like in Venezuela, of privileged criminals who have actual criminal backgrounds but can be used against their political opposition. Okay, what is one of the ways you can create extreme privilege for criminals that nobody else has? What they're doing right now at Sheetz. Did you see this?
Yeah, I heard about this, yeah.
Joe Biden visited Sheetz the other day in an attempt to look like Trump and get the love Trump got when he was down in Georgia.
Didn't quite go that way, though, did it?
It didn't. And weirdly, almost as soon as Biden leaves, the lawsuit hits. Well, what did Sheetz do wrong? Why is the Justice Department suing them? Because they did background checks, criminal background checks, before hiring people.
Oh, boy. Boy, yeah. That sounds like a real human rights issue there,
and
doesn't
that's
it?
Racist.
Yeah.
It's racist. Why is it racist? Because, according to Joe Biden, not me, according to his Justice Department, because minorities commit crimes at higher levels, at higher rates, I should say, than non-minorities, ergo, it is wrong to do a criminal background check. Okay, but what if I'm hiring a convicted rapist to work the night shift when I know women are going to come in off the road to get, you know, maybe an energy drink so she doesn't fall asleep while driving? She's the only one in there with him. That's on her. Too bad for her. These criminals have rights. They want them to stop doing criminal background checks. And here's the crazy part, Lee. This is the headline from NBC News, okay? Federal officials said they do not allege that Sheetz was motivated by racial animus. They don't. In fact, they acknowledge they've got great DEI programs. They've got great minority recruitment. They've got great minority recruitment for management. Oh, so there's no racism here? No, we just think it's racist if you do criminal background checks. So stop.
Well, of course, and you know what will happen. is if they don't do the criminal background check. And, of course, they hire a criminal to work that shift and that worker commits some crime while on duty, they will then sue the company for hiring the person.
Or the victim will.
And holding them responsible.
The victim will. So we're talking no criminal background. Wait, not even for rape? Nope. Good luck, ladies. Watch that bathroom there at Sheetz. You might not want to go in there alone. God knows who will be in there with you. So this is how outrageous this is. Listen, the federal government, the Department of Injustice, is seeking for those criminals turned down for a job, back pay, reinstatement. They get a job and they get promotions that they might have gotten had they been allowed to work. Okay, well, what if you're not a criminal and you just didn't get hired at Sheetz? Screw you.
Yeah.
You don't get back pay. No. You don't get automatic. So they're going to bring criminals in who never worked a day at Sheetz if they win. This is what the Department of Justice wants to do. Never worked a day at Sheetz. Promote them. Give them back pay going back at least a decade. And on top of that, they'll get pushed into management positions on the theory that they might have moved up. Had they been hired? Joe Biden's America. Look, this should not come as, but Lee, can you imagine this party ever getting enough power in the House, the Senate, and the presidency simultaneously to enact this stuff as law?
Well, they had that opportunity early on in the Biden administration. Thankfully, didn't do it. But no, I think that the way things are going now, yeah, exactly, didn't quite have the votes. No. But still now, good grief. Particularly the way you see some of the other things that are completely unconstitutional, unethical, and immoral that are going on that this party's a part of.
Can you imagine if they were to win this?
Yeah.
Right? Like maybe they win this election, they remake the Supreme Court, so they win this. And companies are not allowed, think about this, not allowed to do criminal background checks anymore? Every rapist in the country is going to make a beeline for a job at a gynecologist. I mean, it'll get crazy. It's going to be things we've never seen before. Well, it's going to be, think about this. Every child sex offender is going to want to work at a daycare, right. And you can't stop them.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll get plumb nuts.
Well, we're already nuts. I think it's beyond that.
And by the way, if you were white and you have a criminal, you know, you get a criminal ping on your background check, you don't get a job at Sheetz. We're not talking, you know, I mean, this is what's so crazy about this. It's applied equally across the races.
Well, there's that equity thing there, Tara.
So this has the potential, again, to upend everything. And keep in mind, this is Joe Biden who signed under the pledge when he was running in the primary in 2000 to release off the top half of federal inmates.
Just let him go. No reason. Just
half to go. And remember, I covered federal court for a long time. Federal court, those inmates are the worst of the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
I mean, people in a state prison got nothing on them. They're usually the ones running the criminals in the state prison.
Yeah.
And you're just going to let them out. Yeah. And guess what? Now they're entitled to apply for a job with no one knowing what they did.
Yeah, they're not shoplifters. Of course, that's like back in the day when we actually used to arrest shoplifters.
Well, no, think about this. What that means is, you know, we keep seeing these videos from these blue areas. There's another one out this morning of shoplifters going in, cleaning out the shelves. Yeah. Employees can't do it. Now you have to hire the shoplifter or you won't know who you're hiring. You're not allowed to know who you're hiring. Oh, that's the guy who hit like all six stores in the chain. Yeah, we didn't know because we weren't allowed to look at his criminal background check.
So you have to hire the shoplifter to stock the shelves.
Yeah.
Think about that.
You know, I got to wonder, I mean, are the Democrats deliberately trying to induce anarchy? Is that the plan?
Absolutely.
Just destroy it all, burn it all down?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Without question. We want to collapse capitalism and completely negate the Constitution. That's the goal. There's no other alternative. There's no other way that this could be going on other than we are going to collapse capitalism and completely erase the U.S. Constitution. That's got to be the goal. Has to be.
Texter writes, hey, Tira, I work for the U.S. Postal Service. They do the most extensive criminal background checks of any company I've ever worked for.
No.
Oh, figures. Texter writes, hey, Tira, felon does not equal race. Of course it doesn't.
No.
Do you think I want some white rapists working at night at Sheetz when I'm driving home from a sports tournament and I need another energy drink? Oh, heck no. I don't care what color you are. I do not care.
No, really?
I do not want you alone in there with me.
I don't care what their pronouns are.
No, I don't care.
You know.
Texter writes, I'm a white man with a criminal background. That's interesting. I take full responsibility, but let an illegal immigrant come in and they are gold. I managed to better myself. Why don't they? You know, yeah. I wondered about that. Is this because 20% of the illegal immigrants coming over the border on average, they don't release these anymore, these figures, last time they were released was during the Trump administration, have a criminal background? Is this to get these illegals into the workplace? Because one, you can't look up their criminal background, but that would also prevent you from finding out they were illegal.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's part of it. Texter writes, Tara, this is coming. No, this is absolutely coming. Tara, just wait until we start making gang members cops. Then we've really lost the fight. That's an interesting question. Would this apply to police forces?
Well, we already see this. It's called Mexico.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, oh my gosh. You know what? Speaking of which, did you know they are having a problem in Mexico with the cartels assassinating political candidates? Like, it's over the top right now. I got to get into this.
Well, at least here we only prosecute them.
Right. Well, yeah, for now. But this is totally what's coming. Semaphore did a great article on this. Listen to this. So far, because this is election year in Mexico, 15 federal level candidates have been assassinated since January. 28 candidates were the victims of attempted assassination. And our border is wide open to the people doing this. They're going to start doing this in Blue counties. You wait. You wait. I've been predicting it. It's coming.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. Okay, going to jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Yeah, so Sheets, which has 23,000 employees, they're in seven states up in North Carolina. We don't have them here in South Carolina. Being sued by the Biden administration because doing a criminal background check before you hire is racist. And they emphasize, this is what's so interesting, they emphasize they're not actually accusing Sheets of racism. They didn't actually find anything racist. They just believe doing the background check is itself racist. And so they want to make it so every company has to hire criminals and doesn't get to know what they've done. And what is particularly galling, what they're asking for is for these criminals that were turned down, think about it, thousands of them, to be reinstated with back pay, going back 8 to 10 years, and promotions. The theory being they might have earned promotions. So you mean you hit to jackpot if you're a criminal, you applied to Sheets. Now, if you are a regular law-abiding person, you applied there and you didn't get the job you wanted, screw you. You don't get anything. Because they're a special protected class. Unbelievable. Text writes, hey, Tira, I'm a former ICE immigration agent. I can tell you through experience that once these illegals are here, there's almost no chance of getting rid of them thanks to the legal procedures. Just look up motion to reopen and temporary protected status for an example. Text writes, ooh, this is brilliant. Text writes, I did not think of this. Text writes, hey, Tara, so background checks for jobs is racist, but background checks for guns is common sense. Good point. Although, don't give me any ideas. No, because this could backfire on us, right? Because if you've got a, you know, two-time convicted killer, he's out because he lives in a blue state and they don't take that kind of thing seriously and he wants a gun, they'll make sure he gets it, right? So I don't know. I'm very torn on that, but you're making a great point there. Okay, coming up on the show, folks. I don't think people in our country really are following what is going on in the Western world with free speech. Elon Musk is fighting at three countries right now. that want to censor me and you. Now, you might think, who, where? Like North Korea, China? No. Scotland, Brazil, and now Australia. Two of those countries, they're talking about arresting him. Why? For letting me and you speak on Twitter. Why? Because exactly what I told you about a year and a half, starting about a year and a half ago, was coming on the Battleground America podcast, which looks more and more prophetic every day. You should be listening to it. You can get it on our website, 98.9 WRD. You can text keyword Tara, my name, to the text line 71307. We'll send you a link. Subscribe, share, because let me tell you what I told you a year ago this was coming, over a year ago. What is happening is these censors, these globalist liberal censors in these other countries, EU, Australia, Scotland, Ireland, Brazil, are saying if Americans are not censored so that our people can't see real things, then we're going to block X at the border or Twitter. Now, here's what's remarkable. They're all saying, oh, hey, all the other social media already agreed to censor Americans so that they could continue to broadcast or be available in these countries. Folks, this is the Western world. And it's remarkable what's going on right now in Australia. There is one man standing in the way of tyranny in the world. You would not wake up with free speech rights this morning if Elon Musk was like, you know what, I'm done with this. I give up. I can't fight alone. But for some reason, he fights on. So you have free speech rights today. But should he change his mind tomorrow, they are gone. You're going to live under a one world speech dictatorship like that. You already do. Because every other social media outlet, including Google, has signed on to this. Musk is the only one fighting. And they're talking about jailing him. Over under, what do you want to bet the Biden administration, should it come to that? It hasn't yet. Should it come to that, extradites him? What do you want to bet? What do you want to bet? And what do you want to bet? I said this on Twitter. Let me make a prediction. The TikTok ban bill within a year of its passage will be used to force the sale of Twitter to a liberal who is willing to censor. Mark my words, it's coming. That's the purpose of the TikTok ban. It allows that. All the president has to do is submit a secret classified report to Congress saying that Twitter is a national security threat. And guess what? He could force the sale. That's the point of the TikTok. Folks, do not be surprised if they force the sale of Twitter before they force the sale of TikTok. Don't be surprised by any. It's all coming. But no less than two Western countries currently discussing, or countries we thought were Western, arresting Elon Musk for daring to let you say what you want on Twitter. Oh, this story is crazy. I'm going to explain the whole thing coming up. Okay, folks. This is what I have been warning about on the Battleground America podcast. This is old news to you if you listen to my podcast. That a time would come, it's here, that a time would come when censors in other countries would demand that you and I be silenced as the price of Facebook, Google, remaining in those countries. Now you think what? We're North Korea? No. No, it's the West. The West is going dark. There is a Soviet-style curtain descending over the West. Remember we used to talk about the curtain over the Soviet Union? Yeah, well, it went up on the Soviet Union. It's coming down on us. And it's bad news. So here's what's going on overnight, okay? Thank God for Elon Musk. Thank God for Elon Musk. I say it every day, I swear. There's an e-safety commissar, I kid you not, commissar, in Australia. Not China, not North Korea, in Australia, demanding Elon Musk censor this jihadist Islamist knife attack onto Assyrian priests in Australia. He's chanting all the Allah stuff while he's stabbing. It's one of two of those kinds of attacks in the last week. In the other one, six people were murdered by knife, and including the mother of a baby who was also stabbed, just 9 months old. People are a little agitated in Australia. Can you understand? So what is the solution there in Australia? Have a debate about perhaps immigration? No, we censor the video. We censor the videos of the stabbing. But also, Elon Musk says, they have asked, including the prime minister, for discussion of the stabbings to be censored. In other words, anyone who objected. So some of the posts and accounts they've asked to be taken down are people who rightfully so are outraged that it happened, but haven't actually posted the stabbing. So Elon Musk has left the stabbing video up. And by the way, the Assyrian priests are okay, which is good. But just by the grace of God, the Islamist halfway through, he had one of those knives where you push the button and it, you know, it drops the blade. He thought he'd drop the blade and he did it. And so it took him till halfway through to realize he wasn't stabbing the priest. Then he drops the blade and he stabs. So he did get stabbed, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So Musk is saying, no, I'm not taking down that video. Nope, we can all watch him get stabbed. Let's talk about why this is happening. Australian Prime Minister and others politically do not want to talk about why it's happening. But understand what they're asking, okay? Because it's exactly what I told you in the Battleground America podcast. They're saying ban Australians from talking about this, ban Australians from showing this in compliance with our laws. That's step one. And two, ban Americans from talking about it. Ban anyone in the world from talking about it, or we're going to block you from Australia and you're in violation of our laws, so we want you arrested. Folks, Australia! I know I talk a lot about censorship and free speech. You probably get sick of it, but and there's some of you who still don't quite get it, who are like, well, I'm not on X, so I don't care. No, the world's going dark. People on X are advocating for you. They're advocating for me. They are repeating our philosophy of freedom into the world, and they cannot be silenced, or we're not going to have our philosophy of freedom in the world. So Elon Musk is standing up right now, even in the face of Australian senators calling for his arrest. You think Joe Biden will extradite him? Listen to this.
Elon Musk has no social conscience or conscience whatsoever. I don't know, whatever Elon Musk is on, it says that that's okay to continue to air that is absolutely disgusting behaviour. And quite frankly, the bloke should be jailed. And the sooner that we can bring rules in or do something about this sort of game playing with our social media, the better off we're going to be. But quite frankly, the power that that man has, because of that platform that he's on, it's got to stop. It has absolutely got to stop.
Understand what they're saying is, we want this Islamist stabbing erased. We don't want anybody able to see it. We don't want to be anybody to be able to speak of it or speak of what might have contributed to it. They want reality itself completely erased. Even more frightening, the prime minister in his speech said Elon Musk was a bad guy because he won't erase this. He won't stop Americans from talking about it. And he said he didn't understand why, because all the other social media outlets have already agreed. They're going to just erase it. Poof. Bye-bye. All gone. This is the exact same thing happening in Scotland and Ireland, as if you've had grotesque violence by immigrants and those illegally present against the population. People have tried to discuss it. This is what happened in Ireland, and they passed a hate crimes law, hate speech law. You cannot discuss truthfully what happened. That was after two children were stabbed and a mother. It is hate to describe or discuss the news if it makes the leadership look bad. We're seeing the same thing with Scotland. Folks, it is identical to China and Soviet Russia, what is happening in Scotland. If you say something to a family member and they turn you in and say, hey, it was offensive, it was politically incorrect, you can go to prison for up to 5 years in Scotland right now. Do you understand what that means? They've got that law now in Canada. In fact, they're talking about lifetime imprisonment if you advocate for genocide, which is what? Well, whatever the bureaucrat defines it as. There's no definition. So anything could be advocating for genocide. Western world, folks. It's almost gone. And there's one, I'm telling you, speech is almost gone. There is one guy fighting. And right now, you've got Elon Musk being ordered to censor Americans for Brazil. They've got a judicial dictator there at the Supreme Court who thinks he knows better what you or I should say. He wants Brazilians censored, including members of their Congress, their equivalent of their Congress. And he wants Americans censored who are talking about Brazil. Or no more Elon, no more Twitter, no more X in Brazil. And they're saying in Brazil, Elon Musk is violating law. They want him arrested. They're beginning to say that in Australia. He's violating law. They want him arrested. Why? Because he won't tell me what to say. He won't tell you what to say. If Jack Dorsey still owned that platform right now, the world would have gone dark. Think about that. But it hasn't. He's fighting. I just kind of wonder, how long is it going to be before the Democrats and Joe Biden extradite Elon Musk and sell Twitter? Because you know that TikTok ban permits them to force the sale of Twitter and any platform that doesn't comply with what? The censors. That's how it'll go. Remember, all they have to do is send a that's all Joe Biden has to do is send a classified report about the national security implications, how, you know, Elon Musk is allowing, I don't know, Russia or something to dictate or allow or foster their talking points. He's got to submit it to Congress. It's classified, so we don't get to see. It's very secret. And he can force the sale. He can force the sale of X. Unless they pull that out before they pass it. Possible the Senate could pull that out. That is possible. So we're hoping that won't be in there, but it could be. And he doesn't care. Brazil and Australia want him arrested. Think about that. But folks, what did I tell you? They would put him in prison. And folks, that's if our government doesn't put him in prison. Because remember, the Wall Street Journal reported the Department of Injustice in the fall, they reported, is pursuing Musk criminally for purchase of a home for him by one of his companies. It's silly, silly stuff like with Trump. And free speech hangs by a thread. Musk goes, he loses control of X. It's over. We'll never get it back. Unbelievable what is going on our campuses. What, you know what you're watching? You're watching the Democrats openly embrace anti-Semitism. Do you realize some of the people protesting on these campuses aren't even students? They're menacing Jewish students to the point that Columbia University has had to go to hybrid online in-person. In other words, if you're a Jew, you might want to go to school if you're identifiably a Jew online, maybe for a while or maybe like forever. That's what's so incredible. They could broom these people off the campus. Number one, they've got real power if they're students, but they don't even, it's not even clear these people are students, all of them. And yet they're telling the students who are Jewish, deal with it yourself. It's your problem. It's what they're doing. If you could boil down the absolute abject evil that we are seeing at Columbia and now at all of these other universities, I think this story very quickly does it the best. There is a Jewish professor, okay? There's a Jewish professor who, he's a business professor, not a religion professor. And he's at Columbia. And he wanted to lead a counter protest, as is certainly his right, or used to be in America. His name is Shai Davidi. Davidi? Not sure how to say that. Forgive me. Anyway. So he goes to enter the campus, which is locked down right now, right? I mean, because they've got it gated and everything, right? His access card's been deactivated. Yeah. Jewish professor arrived on campus to lead a pro-Israel demonstration. His access card is deactivated. So the incident unfolded just before 10 a.m. at the school entrance on West 117th Street. He attempts to scan, card is not recognized. He says, he was given an interview to Fox News. You support Hamas on campus, but me, a professor, you won't let me in on campus. I wish you would let me do my job. They wouldn't let him in. So he contacts the administration. He's like, what the heck is going on? Why doesn't my card work? And they're like, oh, we don't know if we can physically protect you. We have locked you out for your own safety. How about you lock Hamas out? How about you lock out these hateful anti-Semitic anti-Jewish protesters? No. They locked out a Jewish professor for his own safety. What's next? You can't come on campus. You've got to deliver your classes virtually because Hamas might beat you. How about you remove Hamas? No, we can't. They're a highly celebrated Democrat grievance group. They're also a rape squad. I mean, have we forgotten what they did to 1,400 innocent Israeli citizens, including 30, folks, 30 American citizens who were slaughtered and another 6 who were taken hostage? They did nothing. These people weren't civilians. I mean, these people weren't soldiers or they weren't out of military. Right? They were civilians. Wow. just wow. But hey, folks, the Democrats going to own this. The interesting thing is, I'd love to hear from some of our Jewish listeners. We have a lot of them. Your fellow Jewish folks, they're going to vote Democrat? Really? Really? Going to vote Democrat. Okay, so the people who are going to censor you to shut you up when you complain about the Hamas attack, you going to vote for them? Because they're, I mean, you think they're coming for us? They're really coming for you. All you got to do is read about what's happening at these campuses. I mean, they'll get to us, don't get me wrong, but they're really coming for you. And I don't even know what Jewish people did except try to survive. I don't know. Had a great text yesterday. They were saying they were talking to Jewish, I can't remember if it was friends or relatives in Delaware, I think, and asking like, are you gonna vote for these Democrats? And their friends or relatives, whatever it was saying, hey, yeah, we hate inflation, illegal immigration, and this anti-Semitism. But they said, but Donald Trump would be a dictator, so we're gonna have to vote for Joe Biden. Wow. Okay. You choose your own path.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.